Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
It's time for the big pitch.
And the pitch. Not that big pitch. This one.
This elevator is going up.
It's the Big Pitch Radio Show. And here are your hosts, Jason Gary, Marla Tabaka, and Kevin Harrington on Biz Talk Radio.
And good afternoon, everybody. Thanks so much for tuning in today. You are listening to the Big Pitch Radio Show. I'm Marla Tabaka, and I am here with my wonderful co-host, Kevin Harrington. And Jason Gary is, we don't know where Jason Gary is. He's decided to take the day off today. He's a busy guy, so we'll miss him, but he'll be back with us tomorrow. So good afternoon, Kevin. How are you today?
Hey, Marla. I'm fantastic. Doing really good. Excited about having some guests on today, and hope you're doing well.
Yeah, everything is good here in Chicagoland. We're having great weather, and everything's wonderful. So
it's going to be 80 degrees here in sunny Florida. No golf or anything like that, but actually, I've got events here in town, which is great because I don't have to travel today. Today, staying right here local, but I go on a 10-day trip. Leaving Saturday morning. So it's going to be a little hectic for me coming up, but I've got the calm before the storm right now.
So tell me this. Are you one of these guys who's never going to retire?
I've got a 5-year plan that I've got 5 more years before I retire. But retire means instead of 80 hours a week, maybe 30. Okay.
So the answer is yes.
Yeah, exactly. So, no, I know that after, you know, by the time I hit that, in 5 years, I'll be like getting right there to 65. So that's a year that a lot of people think about retirement, or they do retire. But as an entrepreneur, entrepreneurs oftentimes never retire. So right. It's just going to be a different pace, I think. So
yeah, without that kind of travel, that will feel like you're fully retired when you just stop the travel, right?
Well, you know, the speaking engagements they keep you busy and they keep you hopping. I think that's the thing that I'm just going to kind of going to shy away from having to do all of that. It's good now because it every time I speak, it opens the door for another kind of relationship and or opportunity, and I love that, and I enjoy getting out across America, and you know, I'll be in Chicago the first week of March, and you know, I think I told you about that. I got this week coming up, I'll be San Diego, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and then I come back to the East Coast and do an East Coast swing, and then I go into I'll be in the central part of the country. I do Cincinnati, Nashville, Chicago. It's funny how they kind of end up fitting together. Maybe maybe it just works that way. But I had 3 unrelated events right there: Cincinnati, Nashville, Chicago. That were one day. You know, 3 days in a row. And so it's just the luck of the geographic lottery is working for me right now.
So. That's wonderful. Either that or you have a genius scheduling your tour.
Yeah.
Well, the speaking circuit is certainly going to miss you. I don't know how they're going to fill those shoes. And when you come to Chicago, remember, you're carving out time. We're going to hang.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We'll see you there.
Yeah, I'm excited. I can't wait. So we do have Amy Tepper with us, and AmyTepperLaw.com, and you know that she's here weekly with us with some questions that we have coming in and questions we have on our own and just some hot topics because, you know, small businesses – these entrepreneurs don't always have attorneys, and so we are here for you. So make sure to send in your questions. You can tweet your questions to us at Big Pitch Radio, or you can just email them in on our website, the contact form, however you'd like to get those to us. We always welcome them, and we're very excited about them. Amy Tepper, good afternoon. How are you?
Good. Good afternoon, Marla. Good afternoon, Kevin. How are you guys doing?
Fantastic, Amy. Really good. I'm going to start it off, Amy, because everyone has heard of C-Corps, S-Corps. I don't know that most people are familiar with what is a B-Corp, a B-Corporation. So can you tell us about that? This is a question that came in from one of our listeners.
Sure, absolutely. So here's kind of a, you know, the LLC was sort of the most recent new sexy business organizational setup to the extent that they can be sexy at all.
Right. Maybe that's not the right word for this.
sort of this new structure that folks have been asking me about is this B Corporation. So B standing for benefit. So it's this sort of hybrid where you set yourself up as a corporation, and so for tax purposes you're treated as a corporation, but from a legal perspective, what it allows the founders to do is, instead of focusing solely on shareholder return and bottom line, they're able to focus on shareholders but also focus on some kind of public benefit to either society, the community, or the people that they serve. So it could be social, it could be environmental. And so you have to have that in your startup documents, that this is the route we're going to go. This is the choice that we've made. We want to be absolutely transparent, and we want to make money, but at the same time, we want to do good, and we want to make sure that the shareholders are well aware of that. So some popular examples that people may not realize are B corporations are Patagonia, the clothing company, Etsy, you know, the online marketplace, Ben & Jerry's, Kickstart. So all of these companies are in it to make money, but also to say, hey, we want to do something more, something larger, something greater. And as long as you're on board with that, you know, that's the direction we're going in.
Are there tax advantages of this kind of a corporation setup?
You know, to my knowledge, there aren't, and I'd be curious as to what – I've actually asked a CPA that same question, and I don't think so. I think that you would either be treated as a C-Corp or an S-Corp and be taxed accordingly. Just from the legal side, you have to have more of a level of transparency, especially in your founding documents.
Gotcha. Okay. That's an interesting – you know, the new thing that you start, you know, Patagonia, as you mentioned, lots of companies are looking at that model. So kind of a new buzz, as you say. So thanks for clarifying that one. Got another question coming in here from a listener. We just landed our first big client. They gave us their contract to sign. We don't have an attorney. Should we just use their contract? This is always a good question. And along these lines, I would also ask you, is there an advantage to preparing the contract when you go into a business deal? And what's your strategy on that? So maybe it's a two-sided question, one from our listener and the second part from myself.
Sure. So the common theme that I see with a lot of folks, particularly entrepreneurs and startups, is I want to get it done, and I want to get it done fast. And, you know, we certainly don't know anyone like that, Jason Gary. my advice to them is you have to take it slow. You have to protect your own assets. And even though you're really excited about having that first client and you're eager to use their forms because you don't have an attorney, you don't want to pay, and I'm sure everything will just be fine. It's a big client. You know, 12 months down the line, when you're starting to make some revenue and you take a look at that client and realize, that contract is evergreen, you know, it goes on forever, or there's penalties, or there's a termination clause that they could walk away for any reason at any time. So if you're going to use someone else's contract, if you're going to use a vendor's contract, you at least have to get it looked at and reviewed by an attorney. But I prefer to have folks say, here it is, here, you know, go ahead and sign on the dotted line. This is what we've prepared, really, and couch it in the sense of, we've done the work for you. So don't worry about it. We've got it prepared. No reason to get your lawyers on board. We're all set. Mm-hmm. So I think that's really the wiser choice.
Yeah. Yeah. Good. Thank you.
I'm so glad we're talking about this, Amy, because, you know, and I'm sure you do too, as a coach, I see the fallout of not having the proper agreements in place. And I'll tell you what, it can be tragic. It can be financially and emotionally tragic for people. So I can never express it enough. Get an attorney and, you know, whatever you have to do, find that money for an attorney and help out with that. So we have another question here that I'm loving because it's along the same line, but we're going to go into break. So, Amy, can you hang in there with us for another half a segment or so?
Absolutely.
I love it. Thank you. You're listening to the Big Pitch Radio Show with Kevin Harrington and Marla Tabaka today, and Jason Gary will be joining us again tomorrow. We want to see you over there in social media, so come on and visit our Facebook page, the Big Pitch Radio Show, and send us a tweet or two. We love your questions at Big Pitch Radio. We'll see you back here with Amy Tepper in just a minute.
So, you've got a nice website, been up and running for quite a while now, lots of compliments from friends and colleagues, but you're discouraged because nobody can find your website. Searches for your keywords bring up your competitors. You need help. That's where CyberPro 911 Web Design and SEO comes in. The experts at CyberPro 911 will analyze your web presence and get you ranked where you should be. Higher page rank means more visitors and more conversions. Don't wait. Get your website found. Check out our complete line of web services today at cyberpro911.com.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Biz Talk Radio.
Oh, that song just always makes me want to dance in my chair. I love that, coming back into the Big Pitch Radio Show. And we're here with Amy Tepper, and Amy's answered some great questions about contracts and the new B Corp. And it's really interesting to hear those things. And Amy, I have another one along the line of our last question, and a lot of people just don't even know what this is. So I'm excited about this question. This person is asking about a founder's agreement. And, you know, we go into business with our relatives and our best friends and our next door neighbors, and we don't think about contracts. So he's going into business with his brother. And he said, someone suggested a founder's agreement. Is it a good idea?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's called a number of different things. So it can be called a founder's agreement. If you have an LLC, it can be called an operating agreement. A corporation sometimes calls it a shareholder's agreement. But whatever it is, and we've talked about this before on the show, it's really a prenup for your business. It's a roadmap as to how you plan to start it, and then also if someone wants to exit, how that person can exit. So everybody has the story that, you know, I'm starting a business with my blank, you know, insert cousin, brother, friend, neighbor. And so we're just going to dive in, and I think we got to get a pretty good sense of how we're going to split up the work. And then, you know, 9 months later, I feel like I'm doing more work than my neighbor's doing, and this isn't the direction that I wanted it to go, and we're not making decisions jointly. And so by kind of getting a founder's agreement in place or getting some kind of something in writing before that starts, especially before there's money on the table, it helps things out. Now, I know that the speed at which people want to get started up, especially in the tech industry, doesn't necessarily lend itself to mulling over contracts with attorneys. But, for example, with Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook, if you've seen the movie The Social Network, that was exactly the litigation that he went through with those Winklevoss twins. Litigation as to who really came up with the concept of Facebook. And so if you've seen the movie The Social Network, it kind of suggests that maybe these Winklevoss twins at Harvard or whatever Ivy League they were really the original idea person, but there was no agreement in place before they started the project. And that ended up in lots and lots and lots of litigation.
I think you make such a good point here, because I'm lucky. My brother and I were in business together for nearly 20 years. We both had a great work ethic, but I've seen so many ventures where two people that start out, whether it's family members, whatever, don't have the same work ethic. And after a year, it's just going haywire. And without an agreement, it can be crazy. So definitely worth making sure you have all the issues spelled out, as you say, sort of like a prenuptial.
Kevin, I don't think that anybody has your work ethic. It'd be impossible to match.
Well, My brother was pretty good. I threw a lot at him, and he handled as much of it as he could. So it was good. It was. I'm glad that it lasted 20 years.
Yeah, yeah. Amy, did you have a comment to follow up, or should we go to the next question?
Oh, just that you want to prepare for the worst case scenario, hoping that the worst case scenario never comes to pass. But it's a lot easier to get out if you have a system in place as to how to do it.
Yeah, and another kind of added bonus to doing this is once you commit to it, you know you're paying an attorney to help you, is it really forces you to create some structure around the company and whose responsibilities lie where and what everyone's commitment is, which is such a foundational thing that startups rarely, rarely do. So I like that.
Right.
Yeah. And this is another question that actually came in last week, and I've been thinking about it because I get a lot of this with people calling me for help, and the first words out of their mouth are, you know, what this question is we don't have a lot of money to pay consultants, but and so this person is actually wondering, can we just give them equity in our company in the hopes that it'll make money?
So it's something that a lot of people do. It's certainly legal, and there's ways to structure it so that, you know, everyone is protected. I guess what I'm going to say about equity in a company is, and as an attorney, you're always allocating the risk, right? How are you allocating the risk? How are you mitigating the risk? And so the consultant who's coming in to do that work and get a piece of equity is really taking on the most risk there. And so I'm putting in 6 months of work, I'm putting in 12 months of work, and it may or may not fly, you know, so that's where the risk goes. And if you're risk tolerant and you feel like you're on a project that's going to go somewhere, by all means, you know, absolutely. However, again, if it's not in writing, it's going to be problematic if you do start making money. So if you have equity, get an equity agreement in writing, put up some vesting terms, you know, where the equity is not going to kick in until X number of date or X number of dollars of revenue, and just make it crystal clear as to what that equity position is for that consultant or that contractor or that person coming in.
And don't get equity happy. It's easy to give it away when it's worthless, but if you do make money, it hurts.
Exactly.
Amy, thanks so much for being here with us today. We'll talk to you again next week, and tell us where we can find you.
You can go ahead and find me online at amytepperlaw.com. That's Amy, TOEPPER law.com. I'm based out of the Chicago area, and that's where you can find me.
Okay, thanks. We'll talk to you soon.
Very good. Thanks so much, everyone.
Bye, Amy. Take care.
Bye-bye. And we have coming up in the next segment, Kathy Irwin. And Kathy is actually the inventor of the walkabout harness. And I was telling Kevin before we started the show that I actually spent a good 2 hours online this weekend lamenting over what kind of harness to get my senior dog because he can't make it up and down our 6 steps anymore. And it's just so painful. So, and then Kathy comes along. So I'm really excited to hear about what Kathy has to say about her harness and why it's the one that I should run out and buy for Duke. So stay tuned for that. She's coming up for our pitch in the next segment. And, you know, be sure to contact us in social media. I know that I've said it 100 times and I'll say it again. We just love hearing from you. And we want to be very transparent about that we are accessible to you because we are here to answer your questions and to bring on the other experts who can help with your dilemmas and just to be there for you. So go ahead and find us out there on Facebook, the Big Pitch Radio Show, and at Big Pitch. Go ahead and tweet us, and we try to get back to everybody. So please do contact us. And if you want to be on the show, just fill out the form at bigpitchradio.com, and we'll get back to you about how you can come on the show to pitch your business and whether or not you're ready to do that. So we'd love to have you here. You are listening to the Big Pitch Radio Show. I'm Marla Tabaka, and we've got Kevin Harrington here with us today, and Jason Gary will be joining us again tomorrow. So we always look forward to that. We miss Jason's fun little spirit on the show.
show. So shout out Jason Gary. Thanks so much for being here today. We certainly appreciate it. And we'll be right back with our pitch right after this.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a .com domain name for only $2.99 for the first year. Right now at GoDaddy.com. 2-year purchase required. Second year is $14.99.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number.
What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free, and you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-528-5518. That's 1-800-528-5518. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Call right now.
If you're diabetic, this message could change your life. Is your blood sugar out of control even when you do all the right stuff? Are you afraid of diabetic blindness and the risk of amputation, as well as all those other side effects? Well, you should be. Is there anything that could help manage your blood sugar? Nobedes is a natural supplement that may quickly and dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Bob Corder. I've been using Nobedes for about 3.5 to 4 months now. And in the first 3 months, I've actually lowered my blood sugars from 500s down to 139, and then it dropped to 88 to 93.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day.
The FDA hasn't evaluated these statements, and Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. But for many, it's helped drop their blood sugar. So if you've been evaluated with high blood sugar, don't delay. Evaluate Nobedes now. Call 800-554-4128 and get your free bottle. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-554-4128. That's 800-554-4128.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back to the Big Pitch Radio Show. I announced that we have Kathy Irwin with us. However, we cannot take Kathy's call at this time. We're going to see if our board operator, the lovely Karina Love, can get hold of her on a landline because we have a really, really bad connection, and it wouldn't be fair to Kathy or our listening audience to bring her on. So we may or may not have Kathy. We'll certainly bring her another time. Go ahead, Kevin.
I say we have a little technology issue, right? Maybe she was at Radio Shack buying all of her gear. Okay? The company that's no longer around.
That's where the cell phone came from, right?
Trying to come back. I don't want to throw them too much under the bus, but that's one of my jokes. They're not a Best Buy, that's for sure. Always look for getting I love Apple products because you know they're going to work, but I'm just talking about good pictures. Someone showed me the other day the Samsung cell phone, and the picture quality there and video is really very high end. I think it's better than the iPhone actually.
Wow.
So have you seen that?
Wow, I haven't seen it yet, and I always lean toward the iPhone just because they're so darn easy to use, you know? I don't know that I need to walk around with a mini computer.
Yeah, they're bigger, but for those that really love the picture quality, I think it's a good, really high-quality picture, so.
Yeah.
Anyway, hopefully we get – is Kathy coming back?
Yep. It appears that she did have a landline number and that Karina's calling her as we speak. So that'll be great to have her on the show. I hate to reschedule people, you know, because they get – I love the energy of our pitches when I schedule them because, I mean, they know what an incredible opportunity this is, especially to get advice from you. Oh, my gosh. And the thousands of dollars that advice is worth if it were to be a private session. So it's just so much fun to hear that energy and to know how much they're looking forward to being here and to learn something. And we get a lot of feedback from our pitches that say, you know, based on what you guys said, I've changed my business model a little bit and it's already making a difference. And you've just, oh gosh, we hear all the time how much more motivated and inspired people are after being on the show. And of course, those that really benefit from resources and potentially investment are beyond excitement. So it's just fun, isn't it, Kevin?
Oh yeah, I love it. And I know Kathy, she's an inventor that's created this product. It's a rehab product for cats and dogs. And you have, I think you said Duke is your dog. You were out, looking for something this weekend, right? Well, her product, is, I believe she's patented it, waiting for the finals maybe, but she's got a really cool business. So I hope we do get to talk to her today. So,
well, it appears that we won't, unfortunately. So we'll have to reschedule Kathy, which is a shame because she woke up really bright and early to be here with us today. So,
oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Well. So, you know, one of the things I'd love to talk about, and then, you know, we can mix it up in our final segment. But one of the things I'd love to talk about is the article that I wrote for Inc. Last week, because it's really been doing very, very well. And I think it's information that people need to realize that they're not out there alone, that entrepreneurs face problems. And, you know, when they come into coaching with me, Kevin, I'm sure you see this too. They think that they're the only ones with this problem. And when they learn that other entrepreneurs are afraid of failing and feeling down and the moods fluctuate and the emotional investment gets a little, questionable every now and then, you got to know that you're out there with millions of other people feeling the same way. So I wrote this article about mindset and five mental shifts that just will make life so much easier if you can just do these five things, because, you know, we all have hindsight and it's 2020, as they say. And I believe that hindsight is not the only viewpoint from which we're able to see things differently. Foresight, obviously, is the way we want to do. We want to prepare for the future. So to master that gift of foresight, you have to have a really open mind, and you need to be free and clear of beliefs that limit you from moving forward and doing the things that you want to do. So I put together these five little tips, and just see if you can't go ahead and make these changes. And the first one is to accept support. Oh, you stubborn entrepreneurs who think you have to do it alone. This is crazy. You don't have to do it alone. And this belief is just never going to serve you. So when you're, whether you're going through a difficult time or you feel stuck or you just don't know what to do in your next business, letting go of the notion that you can't ask for help, that's crazy. And the notion that asking for help is a sign of weakness is way off base. Every successful person on this planet has somebody to thank for offering their support. So whether you hire a coach or enlist the aid of a mentor or reach out to friends and families you know can support you, talk to somebody. And that support is just going to accelerate your growth so much you're not going to believe it. It's going to facilitate change within you and in your business. So it may be, here's what I tell my clients, it may be a matter of pride that stops you from asking for help, but it ends up a matter of failure when you don't. So you pick. The next one is to take more risk. Yeah, right, Kevin?
I agree completely. I always say, you know, build a dream team and surround yourself with experts. And so, you know, entrepreneurs that are so pigheaded that they want to do it all, make all the decisions, that they're the king and all of that, those are the ones that I see go down in flames. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think, you know, accepting support, great first step.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And taking more risks. If you're an entrepreneur, if you're a true entrepreneur, you're not 100% risk averse. You just are smart about where you put your money. Now, the kind of risks that I'm talking about here, however, are emotional risks, because we all get that curveball thrown at us. And when that happens, it's natural to retreat within yourself to kind of assimilate what's happened. But it's really too easy to get stuck in that place, because somehow it just feels safer to be there, because now you're protected from risk. You don't have to take any more risks, right? And so get rid of that belief, and because it's going to stunt your growth. So open your mind to the fact that while not every plan unfolds exactly as you imagine, in fact, most of them don't, sometimes unexpected twists and turns really lead to something that's even better than what you anticipate. So when you become more receptive to that idea, your brain's filter, you've got a filter in your brain that filters out all the stuff you don't need to know, okay? This filter is going to open up and permit you to observe things that you wouldn't have noticed otherwise. So get that RAS, that reticular activating system, working for you by avoiding the limited or negative viewpoint and thinking very, very expansively.
Nice. Very good. Entrepreneurs need it. This is great advice, Amy. This was an article that you just put out on Inc. Is it out for the public to view? We'll give people the link later, I guess, huh?
Yeah, actually, I'll do that now so I don't forget. You can read all my articles at inc.com/authors/Marla-Tabaka, or you can just go to inc.com and Google my name, and you'll see all my articles up there. And there are a few more up there that you'll see too. So go on, head over there. And this week's article, actually, that was last week's article. I love the topic of this week's article, and that is on our share economy. And this is just all the rage. People are learning that it's probably really smart to share things like your house and your car and even surfboards and make a little money instead of cluttering up our environment and going out and buying things that we don't need that eventually end up in the trash and in the landfills. So it's about home sharing, car sharing, and even ride sharing. And you can make a little money, extra money to fund your startup. So that's pretty cool, huh, Kevin?
Yes. Oh, yeah. It, you know, Airbnb, home sharing is now, I don't know how many billions they're worth. But so, yes, it's what are some of the craziest things people are sharing now? You mentioned surfboards. That's a pretty good one.
Yeah. Yeah. There's one that's called Splinster, S-P-L-I-N, oh, Splintlister. And you can do bicycles, surfboards, skis, and even snowboards. And, you know, the average, let's see what it says here. The average person can make like $500 a month.
Wow.
Yeah, they'll pay your heating bill. So we're going
unbelievable.
Into. I know. Isn't that kind of fun? I know. It's a little business on the side that'll put food on the table. So
that's done probably regionally, I guess, right?
Yeah, that one, definitely.
It's got to be.
And here we go. We're going into break, Kevin. Let's bring that back after the break.
Are you happy with your life? Satisfied with the direction you're taking?
The savings are heating up at Lumber Liquidator's Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are now packed with the latest trends from our new catalog, like the hot look of gray flooring. This week, get 20% off reclaimed gray wood look tile. And check out popular hand-scraped styles like High Sierra Pine. Or choose from other varieties of solid hardwood, all up to 20% off. Get great deals on over 35 styles of bamboo from $149 and more from just 49 cents. Plus, 18-month special financing. For the best deals on over 400 floors, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Hall of Fame catcher Johnny Bench for Blue Emu.
I've used Blue Emu products for 10 years. They all have deep penetrating emu oil, but now for those hard to reach places, there's Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray, made with emu oil and the same active ingredient as the leading pain relief cream. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray helps with all my joint pains and muscle aches. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Take it from me, it works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Rite Aid, and stores everywhere.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom12.com right now and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom12.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 12.com. Go to freedom12.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom12.com.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back. This is the Big Pitch Radio Show. You're here with me, Marla Tabaka. You can find me at marlatabaka.com and our wonderful co-host, Kevin Harrington. And you can find him at kevinharrington.tv, brand new, fabulous website up there. So make sure to check it out. And so, Kevin, during break, I was telling you that I have this question come in fairly frequently, and I have a couple places that I steer people, but I know that you probably have a couple even better places for inventors who are just starting out and they're ready to have that prototype done or they're ready to actually begin manufacturing. And so many of them don't know where to begin. Like, how do I find a factory? How do I find a company to help me do this? Do you have resources that are just kind of general resources that you can steer people to?
Sure. First of all, the U.S. government does a lot of consulting in this arena. I've actually gone around the country with the patent office. They hold regional events. So, you know, USPTO.gov is one of the places I send people to when they're kind of checking on trademarks and things like that. But also, checking for patents. Obviously, it's always good to talk to a lawyer, but a lot of times you can do some of your own due diligence by checking certain government files and seeing if there's prior art. And I don't want to get too technical here in our conversation, but the government is a good place to go. Also, there are local patent and inventor clubs almost in every city. So, for example, I live in Tampa, St. Pete, Clearwater. There's one called the Tampa Bay Inventors Organization, and there's hundreds of members. You pay some nominal amount of money, and they actually have an office with kind of an incubator kind of a place, and you can go in, you can get a little booth in there and work on your invention. You get resources of local prototype makers and local lawyers and business development people and product development people. And so, like, the Tampa Bay Inventors Organization Association is set up as a nonprofit group, and they hold monthly meetings. They do annual events. They network with the government agencies, and they also have a lot of meetings and programs where They provide access to these inventions out to the marketplace. So it's a very powerful little kind of thing that I always recommend inventors. Check on your local markets. A lot of these local organizations and opportunities that are available. So from the government to patent groups to also some other organizations and associations, the Electronic Retailing Association, ERA, they do an inventors forum on an annual basis in Las Vegas where inventors can come out and showcase their products to TV stations and business and product development companies like myself. I go to that every year. So it's good exposure for an inventor to take a look at their products. There's a company called Invent Help out of Pittsburgh that puts on an annual event called IMPEX. And IMPEX is an annual kind of inventors a networking association that gets together and they have booths for inventors. And then they have thousands of media members, the home shopping networks and QVCs of the world come by there and product developers like myself that go to these kind of events. So this is an annual, I call it an invention convention, right? So that's also a pretty cool event. So the invention convention annually in Pittsburgh. Just one little note on that one.
Yeah.
When Jay Leno was around, Jay used to come every year with his film crew because they're looking for all those crazy kind of inventions that are funny and all of that. So Jay, for years and years, had his team there doing their thing. So so I knew you got to know that it's a pretty cool event when Jay Leno shows up. You got to assume it's going to be pretty much fun. So.
He's just a crazy guy, Jay Leno. I loved him. You know, I worked for NBC Television for years and years, and I did all the local production on special events and such. So it was surprising to me when I had to work directly with Jay to get approval for the T-shirts and things, the mugs and all that kind of promotional stuff that I was having made, because he just controlled everything. It was amazing.
Oh, yeah. If you're going to go on NBC, you know, there's a lot of control put on Jay probably in the process, or now the Fallon and show type of thing. But yeah, I hope that's helpful for any inventors that are listening out there.
Yeah, that's good stuff that I didn't know and even will help me with my clients. So what about, I suppose that they can find this information too at these places, actually finding a manufacturer to make your prototype or begin to make your...
Yeah, you know, a lot of these... So, for example, at the Invention Convention, Everlast is a manufacturer of fitness products and boxing products and those kinds of things. And so they come, they hold a little contest looking for the hot new products in that arena. So, yeah, so a company like an Everlast comes, and so do... hardware companies and houseware companies. So yeah, there's a lot of really good networking going on. There's a lot of Chinese manufacturing companies that attend there. So they'll take a prototype and do the development into from the engineering drawings to the molds and that kind of thing. So yeah, there's good resources available to inventors at all the places that I just mentioned. Mm-hmm. And you know, always look for more than just one a bid when you do these kind of things, because sometimes some factories might be double the cost of another. So always, you know, always go for at least a second bid when you're looking at getting pricing on that kind of stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. You know, I don't like the fact that poor Kathy has to wake up early again and come back another time, but I love these shows when they happen, when everything is so spontaneous, because it's so much fun. And I think, you know, we learn things from one another, and I know that our listening audience learns a lot. So this was a great show, Kevin. Thank you.
Yeah, it's good just chit-chatting, just you and me, but, you know, between all the places that we go. It's fun sharing some of this with the listeners out there, because I know we have inventors listening, we have startup business owners, and we've got some that are a little more sophisticated. And so I know one of the things eventually I want to talk about is raising capital. So in one of our future shows, I'm going to share some of the tips that I use. I've raised over $150 million over the last 30 years. And, you know, it's funny, people go on Shark Tank and they think, oh, the sharks are going to write all the checks. Yeah, we write checks, but we also raise money. So
yep. Got to do it. All right. Well, we're wrapping up for the day. I can't wait for that segment. I'm going to schedule that in for next week. What do you say?
Perfect. I love it.
All right, Kevin. Great being with you today on the air. And everybody, thanks for listening. We'll see you again tomorrow.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.